by noon today, 375,000 visitors to the site. For those visitors who aren't ready to buy a plan or enroll in a plan, they can avail themselves of a new option that is available now, which is an improved window shopping tool.
All right, that's the voice of the White House, Jay Carney, talking about the latest row with Obamacare and its enrollment figures. And now that everything is different, meaning we pump more money into it as taxpayers, is the site that much better? We're talking about healthcare.gov and then ultimately healthcare. And why not? All roads constantly lead us in this direction, don't they? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Certainly we have other things to talk about, including the need for speed and perhaps that being killer consequences in a couple of different incidents, one on the West Coast involving a movie star and another involving people just trying to get from the Bronx to Manhattan. We'll get there. Plus, the back and forth with China. And we're going to go to the mailbag, too, to get your thoughts on all these things that are happening, including healthcare, because now we're at the end of the year and people are looking at, whoa, what happens next year? Some have signed up for healthcare. Some are getting a deal with their healthcare, they think. And some are thinking they're getting very much the short end of the stick. So the website is different if you've gone on. Is it different than night and day? Is it working more smoothly? Certainly more smoothly than October 1st. However, there are still, I don't know if it's a capacity thing or what, there are still lots of times during the day where there's more of those snags and you can't get through. It's the capacity that I think is so tough. And if they're saying it's smooth for the majority of users, I think that also goes back, like I said, to the time of day that you happen to jump on to the website as to whether or not you're going to get through or whether or not you're going to get a sign that says come back, error, or the thing about waiting in line now, come back at this time and you'll be able to. It's almost like they're issuing you a boarding pass of when you can come back on and you'll probably be able to get through if you just hit it at the right time, and that's what's happening with it. I'll tell you what, when you look at what's going to happen with this, and you know that the security system still is the scary thing because hackers are saying it's easy to hack into, and the tech failures just go lockstep with what's happening with anything to do with technology and the government. There's a series of blunders and lots of money spent, and mostly over web foibles. And this is just another one. Healthcare.gov. It's not the only one, because there is a history, especially these last couple of years, with tech failures. So I would think one thing the government needs to do when they look at what were the big things we missed this year? How about hiring the right IT people? How about having better people that you're contracting? As I said, it's not just healthcare.gov. There's another thing called SAM.gov, which is System for Award Management. And what that project was to try to aggregate 9 government databases in one web portal. When it was rolled out, it was 2 months late, missed the deadlines, and they overspent. How much did they spend? $1 billion. $1 billion. That's not a good thing. This year alone, more than $76 billion is being spent on technology. $76 billion. 700 projects that total $12.5 billion are in trouble. Wow, if we have a company and we work together and we've got 500 people that work for us, or which is still considered a small business, or less than that, and we have a great IT department, or we think we have a great IT department, and we have all these projects going on, and then we keep getting asked for more money and more money and more money and more money and more money, and suddenly the bill is $12.5 million, and all of those projects are in trouble? Wow. There absolutely is a systematic breakdown here. Houston, we have a problem. Or how about Washington? We have an even bigger problem. And you think the approval ratings for Congress are bad now and for the president, just how low can they go? And this is your money. This is the money that comes out of your pocket because it's taxpayer money. 80% of the government is funded on taxpayer money. I mean, this is just epic, the amount of failures. This is not about politics. This is about bad business. This is about lousy business. I mean, clearly, I don't know that there specifically is, but with all the committees after committees after committees that we have in Congress, there needs to be an IT committee. Somebody needs to oversee this and get reports and have a better feel for what the gap is, because there is a gap here. As much as we're being hammered about the need for technology and learning technology and having more people in this country, more college-age kids go into some form of technology, for goodness sake, we're not getting the brightest and the best if that's what we're spending. To say that 700 projects are in trouble and we've spent that much money, clearly, this is bad business. Bad business. And there needs to be oversight here. Some sort of direction. Better people put in place in charge when it comes to, because this is infrastructure. For goodness sake, we talk about other infrastructure projects. This is big infrastructure. That's why when healthcare.gov was rolled out, why in the beginning wasn't somebody there with a checklist? Okay, what are the security measures? We're taking people's personal information. How can you prevent hack jobs? What's the strongest walls that we can put up as we're building this? But did anyone even ask those questions? It certainly sounds like no. So you heard Jay Carney at the top. 2 months after it launches, they're saying healthcare.gov can now handle 50,000 concurrent users and 800,000 visits a day. That it can handle that and there won't be problems as of Sunday. They're still working with the insurance companies on the transaction forms that are generated by healthcare.gov. And they say they keep having these conversations on a daily basis. They're getting all that information updated. I don't know. Is it me? $12.5 billion? That seems like a lot, right? $12.5 billion? $74.4 million over 8 years for SAM.gov originally. And then they underestimated the project and they had to heap a whole bunch more into it. Oh, $1 billion seems like a lot to me, let alone 12. Stay with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
D Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Show. If people aren't calling, they're emailing. There is no doubt of all the shows that I've done, whether I was in New York or I was in California or wherever, this audience is the best at emailing. I think you just want to think about it. You want to digest it. That's the kind of people that listen to America Tonight. So anyway, if you ever have a thought that you want to share, you want to vent, you want to share a couple of jokes or something else or a great place to get the best burger in the United States. Whatever. You get my drift. Do it. Go to AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's what I got from Jake listening to us in Austin. Kate, did you hear that story about Paul Walker, Fast and Furious? Sadly, there are some sick jokes being told about it, but I think it's awful. The Porsche that he was in, how fast do you think it was going? I saw the after pictures of it, and I could not believe it. There is no way anyone would have survived that. Yeah, picking that up, Paul Walker is one of the stars of Fast and Furious, and that somehow has struck a chord with a lot of people, so they were actually on Fast and Furious 7. He was at a charity event. He was coming from a charity event. He was in Santa Clarita, and he was on a road apparently that's famous for people just speeding down that road. And who knows? I mean, they're still investigating it. There was talk that there might have been a second car and there was some drag race and other nonsense, but they can't really come up with the second car. But they're doing the autopsies, and they had to have dental records. I mean, you saw that car. It was burnt to a crisp, and it was a Porsche Carrera GT 2005. I was reading that earlier in the day, and there were some racers saying it's a very difficult car to maneuver. So you got people who race for a living saying that. Imagine what could have happened here. The guy who was driving, because it wasn't Paul Walker, the guy who was driving, somehow something distracted him. You know, what was it that ultimately happened? All right, so let's get this one. This is from Morgan, who says, hello, America Tonight. I listened to your show the other day, and I was flabbergasted to learn about, I don't know how I missed it, that train that crashed in New York after you said you should see the pictures. They're like tiny cars. I had to say I was curious. I went to the internet, and it is sad to see those trains rolled over. It could have been a lot worse, apparently, but it looks like speed was the killer here, and there are some people that you mentioned that are still in critical condition. Do you think that the train engineer was maybe texting or something else? Well, you know, I could speculate. I hate to tell you, but that's the first thing I thought is like, oh, how's he going? Because you find out he's doing 82 miles an hour. It hits a curve, and the National Transportation Safety Board is saying it's 82 miles an hour. And also saying that the throttle was cut and brakes were applied, but it was too late, like 5 seconds before it all happened. So you got 19 people in the hospital. 4 were dead right away. And they're absolutely talking about the speed, the speed, the speed. And I just said what it was. So what caused that? They've got the recorders. They'll go through all of that. And was it, I'm sure, this is what I was thinking, his phone. I'm sure they're checking that phone, trying to see if there was anything to do with text messaging or anything. I hope it's not, because, I mean, that would just be the worst. Yeah, I mean, that would be the worst if it was, again, another texting thing, because we've had this happen a couple of times with trains, once in D.C. and once in Los Angeles, where the person was texting and not paying attention, and then the train went off the track. But the fact that, you know, 80-some miles an hour in a 30, wow. I mean, just absolutely awful. I mean, it was, I think, Chuck Schumer who said it takes your breath away. And when I read that, that's exactly my reaction. Holy cow. How did anyone survive this? Now, I wonder why they were saying glass was flying up, windows were blown out, gravel was coming up. I mean, just absolutely awful. Got another bunch of emails on that. I'll take one more of those. And this one is from Sam, who says, my heart goes out to the families involved in that commuter train deal in the Bronx. I heard that they were going really, really fast in a 30. You'd have to assume that something had happened perhaps to the engineer, and what's going on with the rest of that train crew. There would have to be some sort of cause, and they really haven't come up with one at this point. I bet you it's going to have something to do with gaming, a phone of some sort, perhaps even texting. See, everybody's mind automatically goes there, and I think that's because of the other times of those that's happened with trains. The engineer is a guy named William Rockefeller, and they're being questioned. They were questioned throughout the day, or through the afternoon anyway, on Monday, and they haven't released the cause at this point. They still have not said that. So we'll see. We'll see if we figure that out in the next week or two. The NTSB is going to be very careful about that, because they don't want to have any wild accusations, because, you know, what can all of this lead to? They want as much hard evidence as they can get. So even if they've already formed a theory, they're not going to throw that out there. Let's take this one. This is from Joseph, and Joseph says, Kate, I know that you're probably sick of talking about this whole Obamacare thing, but I think now a lot of people have either gotten cancellations or are starting to get them and realize that they're in the middle of this like the rest of us. It's interesting how you can feel sympathy for people and yeah, them to death, until all of a sudden you realize you're right in the middle of it. That's exactly what happened to my cousin, who could care less until he got a notice in the mail that he was being canceled. He has a small company, and so far he's had a heck of a time trying to find affordable insurance. Well, this is the thing that we keep hearing over and over again. So affordable health care, or just a massive maze that you have to weave yourself through. And I think there are some people that are finding that it does work for them, depending on your situation. I can't say this enough about the whole individual thing. That's why the stories are good to share. Overwhelmingly, the what we've heard from people calling and from people emailing is that it's not the case with them. There have been some rare exceptions. Rick in Illinois says his company, it's actually, the insurance is the same amount of money and it's actually better. So not everybody is feeling that yet, but then next year that will change for employees' insurance. That will change too for employers, depending on how many people they employ and what they offer and, you know, all of that. All right, we got another one here from, this one is from Lil, who says, way to go on the daily salute to Auburn. It made me want to listen a little bit more. I can't believe that Alabama lost that game. I am a huge college football fan, and that may be the best college football game I ever watched. I went to Michigan, so it's not normally a game or teams that I would be paying attention to, but since they were top-tier teams, I wanted to see what was going to happen with the bowl picture, so I did watch it, and I watched it the second half on, and thank goodness I stayed with it because it got more exciting at the end. It's unbelievable how that game ended. Truly, CD is a hero. All right, when she says, and I think it's a she, says CD, it's Chris Davis that she's talking about. He's the Tiger player who caught the missed field goal and returned it 109 yards for the win over Alabama. And this is when there was, you know, it was a last-second field goal try. There was no time on the clock. So you would think, oh, it's a hit-or-miss situation. It's going to go into overtime. Or why even do the field goal? But anyway, that's a Nick Saban thing, the coach of Alabama. So the Tigers end up winning it. And it was, there's a moment that really just, it just left people speechless. I think still even a day, 2 days later, a lot of conversation is over the finish of that Auburn-Alabama game. And now see what happens coming up. Auburn's got Missouri in the SEC title game. And what happens with Ohio State, because they meet Michigan State. We'll see how this all shakes out. Next year there'll be a playoff system. So the arguments over who should be vying for the title game will be a moot point because there'll be a road to the playoffs. Got another one about Auburn, and this one was from Justice, who says, truly, there was nothing good about that Auburn finish. I listened to the show. I caught the highlight. It was a low light for me. I do have friends that are Tiger fans, but I am all about the Crimson Tide, and it was rough to watch that finish. I think I'm still stunned, and if I could, I would love to give Nick Saban a piece of my mind. What was he thinking? Why would he have done that, Kate? Why go for the field goal? Yeah, it's all about that. That's the fun thing about football, right? Second guessing. Would you have made that move? All right, thanks to everybody who sent emails. Remember, you can always hit us up on our mailbag, americatonight.net.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A very, very sad story that has to do with speed and a train that went careening off the tracks on Sunday morning coming in from the Bronx, headed to Grand Central Station in Manhattan. As it was making its way around a tricky little curve, the commuter train jumped the tracks and it barreled over, sending seven cars off into a field. It turns out that the train was clocked at 82 miles an hour, according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The data showed that the engineer cut the throttle, slammed on the brakes, but it came very, very late in the game with like 5 seconds to go. So investigators right now are questioning the engineer, a guy named William Rockefeller, who has 20 years experience, and the rest of the crew, too, but clocked at 82 miles an hour, 4 people dead, a handful of people in the hospital still, 67 altogether were hurt. It's unbelievable that more people weren't killed in this, but it's very, very, very sad. And we'll see what the NTSB comes up with. Is it a case of speed and a phone and something else, some kind of distraction? Is it a case of an equipment failure? But it looks like the tracks were fine and the brakes were fine. What are they going to come up with at the end? The train was over speeding, and the move for the emergency brake application was way too late to somehow negotiate the curve. They're going to look at the mobile phone. and see if there's anything that has to do with that. Because where does your mind go? You think of Los Angeles, it happened there, a terrible accident happened in Washington, D.C., and it's happened in a couple of other places, too. So speed was the cause of the crash. Wow. My, oh, my. All right, speaking of speed, there's another sad story. It has to do with movie star. If you watched Fast and Furious at all, any of them, except for one, there's a star named Paul Walker who was part of that crew, part of that cast and crew, and they were just filming the seventh installment of it because it's raked in just so much money. He was out at a charity event, his own charity event. He left the event over the weekend with his good friend. They got into a 2005 Porsche Carrera GT, and then when they were in Santa Clarita, the car hit a light pole and then hit a tree, hit a light pole and then burst into flames, basically. And they think there might have been a second car because they were wondering if there was a drag race, but then that turned out to just be rumors. The police do believe speed was involved here. There are drivers that say that this is a really tough car to handle because it's got a V10 610 horsepower engine. And unfortunately, it resulted in Paul Walker and his friend who was driving, both were burned beyond recognition. And the only way they can identify them is through dental records, so they're still going through that process. Sadly, he leaves behind a 15-year-old daughter. He had just turned 40 years old. So they believe speed was involved. He was in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. They don't know how fast. Witnesses had it from afar, had the fire and the explosion and all of that stuff recorded. And Santa Clarita is about 30 miles north of Hollywood. What a sad, sad thing. So once again, speed of a different sort in the case of Paul Walker's death. And ultimately, they still have more to investigate with this one, too, as well. But there, it looks more and more like maybe it's just a loss of control of the car. Wow. Awful. All right, moving along here on We Can Count. There was an interesting story that I came across this morning when I woke up. I was reading this story, and the story has to do with 20K on the line. How about this? Check this out. You know, ESPN does that college game day thing, and there's always tons of signs behind their heads, people yelling, "Hey, Mom!" and screaming out other things and signs that say crazy things. That's, I think, partly why this show has become so popular, because of the rabid college sports fans and the fact that they do College Game Day live on these campuses. But what was an interesting story that I came across that is, I think you would find pretty curious, is the thing called Bitcoin. We've talked about this a little bit. And what's happened is, the Bitcoin, there was a Bitcoin photo, and it said, "Hey, Mom, said send Bitcoin," and it the sign was held up, and the fan was receiving an amazing amount of donations in the network after his sign was featured on the broadcast, because he was right there in the middle of things. So fans started watching, and they started to send in the whole Bitcoin thing. So it showed that the kid with the sign, who had a way for his QR code to be seen, you could see his QR code, actually netted about $22,000. $22,000. Wow. That's crazy. He made over that much money by waving the sign on ESPN. Now, is everybody going to run out and get a QR code and say, "Hey, Mom, give me some Bitcoin"? That shows you the power of the television, in this case, the people watching, and just the little, there were enough people watching that the little bit of donations here and there and there and here added up to that much money for this kid who cleverly put it up. I guarantee he was not thinking by holding up the sign with the code that he was going to end up raking in that much cash. To me, this is one of the stories that has gone underreported just from holding it up and being in the right place at the right time. That's insane. Just think if you had thought of that clever idea. Bitcoin, the Bitcoin craze. Good for him. What's he going to do with that money? Perhaps use it for that college tuition, which just keeps going up and up and up and up. All right, moving from Bitcoin and the shock of how much he ended up raking in, we move to this New Hampshire hospital worker who got 39 years in this hepatitis case. To me, this is one of the creepier things that I've heard that's come out of any hospital. And what happened here was David Kitwalski, who was a cardiac tech in 18 hospitals in 7 states, was hired at New Hampshire's Exeter Hospital in 2011. So he had moved from job to job, and even though he had been fired at least 4 times because there were allegations trailing him of drug use and ripping them off the hospital, theft, that kind of stuff, nobody looked into his arrest records deeply. So he was a traveling medical tech, and the reason he was sentenced to 39 years in prison is he stole painkillers and he infected dozens of patients in 4 states with hepatitis C because there was tainted syringes. Oh, since he's been arrested, and they arrested him last year, 46 people were diagnosed with that same strain of hepatitis C that he carried. He admitted about the stealing and using the syringes tainted with his blood, so he pled guilty. It was a no-brainer what was going to happen. He said he was sorry what he had done, but causing that much damage and to that many people and putting them at risk and the emotional toll that would take on you, I don't care what the sentence is. 32 patients were infected in New Hampshire. 7 in Maryland, 6 in Kansas, 1 in Pennsylvania. And what's happening to these people now and what they have to endure because of the hepatitis C status is very, very sad. It depends on who it was and how their body is reacting to it, but it's not good. And the families of these people went crazy trying to do anything they could to get him to have the biggest sentence he could possibly have. The fatigue and the things that you can come down with and the things that you can't do because you have hepatitis C. There was one woman who couldn't help her brother with leukemia who needs a stem cell transplant because she has hepatitis C. And she normally would have been able to do that and help him, but she couldn't do it. So 39 years, I'd say that this guy had it coming to him without a doubt. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, I thought I'd mix in a few odds and ends. Keep those emails coming. A lot of great emails from this crowd. I say it all the time, and we could probably have 10 mailbag segments. And if you're up, always feel free to give us a jingle at 855-266-5283. I hear you. A lot of people still really, really hacked off and getting into some serious details about their health care concerns. So there's no way that there's any exaggerated folks, because you're pretty much laying it all out for me. And I feel you and I hear you, and it's a rough deal when you are counting all the pennies. You're not being ridiculous. You're not spending outrageous amounts of money and expecting to be rewarded for not having enough to pay bills and all this other stuff. It's people who are working an honest day and trying to get an honest day's pay and really eking it out, if you know what I mean. All right, so mixing things up here a little bit. One of the things that I haven't mentioned, but, you know, we've talked about the train, which is crazy that the train was 50 miles over the speed limit, so I think you're going to find something there. And we've talked about healthcare.gov and the signups and what's happened with that. And then we've got this situation that's going on in China, which is something to watch because you've got Joe Biden who is out there bird-dogging the whole thing. And meaning, in other words, he's trying to quell the fears of this airspace that's in between Japan and China with a bunch of islands that Japan says is their territory, and China is saying no, they're disagreeing with this, and it's created this tension, especially, as I said, over the airspace. You've already had the ambassador, Caroline Kennedy, come out and try to tell China to cool their jets and to back off a little bit. And, of course, Japan is our major ally, but China is one of our major, major traders, meaning enough business comes out of China into our country and vice versa, though, because there's a ton of business that goes into China. They can't scramble enough to do business with China, any of these big companies. So China actually sent fighter jets into this claim, what they're claiming is their air defense zone. And you've got Japan upset, South Korea upset, saying that they're going to continue to fly through that disputed space without notifying Beijing, that they don't have to notify them. There were American airlines that go through, and they've notified China when they've come through that space. So what happens here? The flights are raising the stakes, and it's escalating to a big dispute over this contested territory, these islands, that are in and above the East China Sea. You had two unarmed B-52 bombers that passed through the zone, and what the Pentagon said was a pre-planned military exercise. But the Chinese warplanes are there, and they're ready to go. They say it's kind of a defense measure. So even if it's in line with international practices, this is a scary thing to watch. Are we going to see, are we going to have any kind of repercussions come out of this? So what happens on Joe Biden's trip? I think it's a good thing that he's out there, obviously, or someone's out there trying to stave off the possibility of making the situation that much worse. I just have to think that China might be flexing its muscle, but ultimately wouldn't go the distance and really, really go after Japan, because that would be, just awful if that happened, because we would be right in the middle of this. And then, of course, you have South Korea and what happens there. So I'm thinking that this kind of, I'm thinking what's happening in China kind of gets fixed over the next month or so through conversation and calm back and forth communications. But maybe I'm being optimistic, because there is sort of a no love lost thing here when you think of China versus Japan. And then you look beyond that at North Korea and who's in line with North Korea and who's in line with South Korea. And of course, South Korea, that would be an ally of Japan's, and North Korea would be in bed with China, as would Russia be in bed with China. And maybe this thing just kind of eventually blows over, but certainly the U.S. has to have a lid on this as much as possible to not let it get out of hand for fear that that could happen. You know, now pretty much any of the top websites that you click on, and we mentioned this earlier, but in case you missed it, one of the big stories is that there is now the 13th shark attack in Hawaii, which is stunning because they don't, you know, in Hawaii, they don't really talk about shark attacks. And, of course, they don't, because what are people doing when they go to Hawaii? They're spending a lot of time in the water. And this time, once again, it's in Maui, and the attack happened on Monday morning about half a mile off of a point near Little Beach in a state recreation area in Maui. And there were two guys on kayaks, separate kayaks, and they were fishing for bait fish. They were using artificial lures, and a shark, where the guy was on the boat, a shark bit one of his feet that was dangling over the edge of the boat. So the other guy, who was 50 yards away when it happened, quickly paddled over, tied a tourniquet to try to stem the severe bleeding, called a tour boat, because there was one right there. They were looking, so they were fast. They were moving toward them as fast as they could. The boat brought the guy to shore, and then he was taken to the hospital, but he died from the injuries because of the bleeding was just, you know, too much. And this was a guy that they believe was a tourist from Washington. They were talking about that. And he, you know, certainly it wasn't early in the morning. It was in a spot where there are lots of people that will kayak through it. So what's happening there? It's the 13th, as I said, report in Hawaii so far, 8th on Maui. It's well above what the average is, which is normally 4 unprovoked shark attacks in the past 20 years over the years, per year over the years. So they're studying now. They've been in the middle of this 2-year study over the shark's behaviors, especially around Maui, and they think it may be tiger sharks, that's not the number of normal incidents. And they just had a German woman die who was 20 years old after she was bit by a shark when she was snorkeling in Hawaii. So for now, and it's a very unusual move, but they advised people to stay out of the water. They say they'll reopen it if they don't see any more sharks. Wow. That could be a big blow to Hawaii's economy, without a doubt. Hey, happy birthday to Matt Johnson, our technical maestro here on America Tonight. What it must be like to be 21 years old. Woohoo!
Feels
happy
great.
Birthday. 21. 21's good. You're legal now. Woohoo!
It's about time.
Go drink one for us responsibly.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.